Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday, June 11th. I'm Mike Weinstein. In the tech headlines, the effect of Uber on a taxi strike in Europe, Microsoft says no to a U.S. government request for information, and social media gears up for the World Cup. Those stories and more coming up.
Leaving the country on business takes a lot of planning. Bringing your data plan doesn't. With T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, you'll get unlimited data in over 100 countries automatically. There's no changing plans and no extra charges. Just get off the plane and go. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Uber is in the middle of a firestorm across much of Europe, where strikes and demonstrations are expected today by taxi companies who say that mobile apps like Uber are skirting the rules. In London, Uber has offered its services to the black taxi operators, but there's been a pushback from the only group allowed to pick up passengers who hail cabs on the street. Black taxi drivers say that Uber illegally uses its technology to calculate the fare based on time and distance traveled, calculations that those drivers have exclusive rights to. But Uber is trying to work its way deeper into the European market, where in many places it currently only helps private taxi companies. Microsoft is opposing a U.S. government demand for access to users' emails stored on computers outside the country. The feds issued a search warrant to be able to see online emails stored in the tech giant's Ireland data center, but Microsoft is resisting, saying that Congress has not authorized the issuance of warrants that reach outside U.S. territories. It's the latest example of a tech company challenging government information requests in the post-Snowden era. Reuters is reporting that Amazon.com plans to launch a marketplace for local services later this year. It would compete with sites like Yelp and Angie's List. Amazon plans to start this marketplace in just one market to test demand and logistics before rolling it out nationwide. Oracle chief executive Larry Ellison unwrapped a new database system Tuesday that he said would allow customers to process business information faster and in real time. In fact, during one demo, the operations were so fast that customers weren't even sure that the data processing took place. Online travel site Priceline has acquired cloud-based digital marketing software vendor Boutique. Boutique is an online marketing platform for hotels that Priceline will operate as an independent group under the Priceline umbrella. Financial terms of the deal were not disclosed. As we continue, Samsung expands its executive ranks.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Samsung has beefed up its upper management ranks to help the company's push into selling devices to governments and businesses. Former executives from BlackBerry, Disney, and Nokia have been brought on board, just as the South Korean gadget maker has had five of its Galaxy-branded smartphones and tablets added to the list of approved devices from the U.S. Defense Information Systems Agency. They may be young, but teens can provide some wisdom when it comes to technology. For instance, according to data from Pew Research, only 6% of them use email on a daily basis.
They realize that email, you know, which sort of grew out of traditional letter writing, has all of these traditions that really make it quite slow. You know, there's not really a need for a dear so-and-so line and best regards at the end.
That's Journal's personal technology columnist Jeffrey Fowler. He discovered that kids are also good at using images to communicate. In fact, he got his parents to use Snapchat with him and found that they were all sharing more small moments together through photo.
My mom making a funny face or my dad having a tough time packing a bag. And after we did that, we kind of learned that we can be more part of each other's lives if we share just small photos instead of waiting for the time to make a big call or, you know, write a long email.
Jeff also learned from teens that you can throw away the manual when it comes to new technology and learn through experimentation. As some teens have discovered, if you experiment, you might even find a new way to use said technology. Finally, today, with the World Cup just days away, social media networks Twitter and Facebook have launched new features to get in on the tournament action. Facebook launched a page to aggregate popular public posts about the games, including a match tracker. Twitter is hoping to sign up new users by giving them the chance to declare their allegiance to a country and select a pre-made image as their avatar. The microblogging site also has a World Cup hub to follow the tournament and individual matches. Lastly, users can tweet their favorite team's flag using a feature called #flags. Remember to check out the latest news at WSJ.com. I'm Mike Weinstein at the Wall Street Journal.